Never went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Hey y'all, welcome to the debut episode of the Hollywood Hick. My name is Brent Paris. Led the show off with one of my all-time favorite songs, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." I found it appropriate because back in the day when you could actually have fun at a karaoke show out this part of town, I would bring the house down with my rendition of "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." People would be going nuts. They wouldn't let me sing anything else. It was awesome. But so I had to lead the show off with "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." It's one of my all-time favorites. Charlie Daniels, God bless him. It's a kick-ass song, dude. So welcome. It's the Hollywood Hick. My name is Brent Paris. It's a debut episode, like I just said, here on the Crab Diving Network. You'll be able to find me every Tuesday and Friday at 7 o'clock for a new episode. They'll repeat throughout the next couple of days on the Crab Diving Network, where you can find us at www.crabdiving.com. And if you want to listen to the live show, look at www.crabdiving.com/live, and then you'll be able to hear it when it debuts every Tuesday and Friday at 7 o'clock in the p.m. Okay, got it, y'all. So tell you a little bit about myself. Told you my name is Brent Paris. I grew up in the South. I live out here in Hollywood now. Been in Hollywood for a long time, since the early 90s, 1992 to be exact, and kind of came out here to visit a friend, never left. I liked it too much. There was way more fun out here than there was in Monroe, North Carolina, let me tell you that. So kind of pissed my mama off, but she finally got over it. But moved out here, started doing stuff. I like things I like. Well, I'll probably talk way too much about Dolly Parton. I'll talk way too much about Wonder Woman. I'll talk way too much about chicks that kick ass. I'll talk way too much about stupid people, because I am a firm believer that people get stupider with every day that passes. Stupider, not even a word. See, I'm one of the stupid people. Get more stupid with every day that passes. I just can't wrap my brain around it. So I'm going to talk about a lot of stupid people. They always make me feel better about myself. So there'll be a segment about people who make me feel better about myself. Hopefully they make you feel better about yourself too, because even if you have done whatever it is they might have done, I guarantee you the simple fact that you didn't do it on TV and or get plastered all over the news because you did it will definitely make you feel better. Because it certainly makes me feel better. That's why I watch Cops for many, many years. I love Cops. Still love Cops. It's one of my favorite shows, because I can watch that. And even if I have done it, I know in my heart of hearts that I did not do it on TV in front of God and everybody and sign a release form to let everybody see me in my at my worst. I was like, my mama raised me better than that. Or at least she tried, you know. But so I was thinking we're going to talk about pop culture, a little bit different from what the crab diving guys. I love them to death, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile. They do a hell of a job. I love the crab diving show. But they talk about politics and things that are important, you know, and I'm not really into important things. Like, I mean, I care. I do care about important things. I always vote. I hope all y'all voted last week, because if you didn't vote, you're an asshole, and you should be ashamed of yourself, because you don't have very many rights left. They're taking them away from you, and if you don't vote, you're just being complacent. And if you're being complacent, then you're not participating, and if you're not participating, then you're just sucking off all the rest of us. So fucking pay attention. Get off your ass and go vote. Next time there's a vote, go vote. Whatever. Enough said about that. See, I do touch on a few political things, but not, there won't be much, because honestly, my favorite news source is are the gossip sites like TMZ. There's one called D-Listed I love so much. He's so funny. This guy Michael Kay. I look at all that stuff. And but TMZ is where I get most of my news, sadly. But sometimes, though, I do get a clip of something, and I'm going to share this with y'all right off the bat, because it just made me laugh. It made me smile. It makes me laugh. Just the absurdity of the whole thing cracks me up. But this is from a YouTube video that a friend sent me, and I'll play you the clip, but I'll give you a little backstory real quick before I play the clip, right? So this fella has gone to one of those Pentecostal tent revivals of some sort, I'm assuming, and people there are being healed of afflictions and whatnot, and all of their different ailments and things, whatever their like personal sin is, whatever they need to get rid of to find a holier place and be with God and Jesus and all of the things they're looking for, right? Well, this guy had an affliction that he wanted to get rid of, and I'll just let you tell, I will let him tell you what it is that he has been saved from. So here we go. Here's the clip, and then I'll give you my commentary on the flip side. Here you go.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Every time I hear that cracks me up. I love this guy so much. I love that he wants to be straight so bad that he is standing up in front of a church full of people hollering about, I'm not gay no more. I don't like no men's. I like no women. Women, 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 women. That in and of itself is the best part. When he air motorboats a pair of titties to proclaim his straightness, that is the pinnacle of that freaking video and that audio clip. I love it so much. The men's. I don't want no purse no more. No makeup. Dude. You are so gay. Let me just break this down for you. There is not enough Jesus in the world to de-gay your gay ass. Take it from me. I know a lot of gay people. Being a homo myself, I know that you cannot take the homo out of a homo. You cannot pray that shit away. I don't care how hard you try. I know you want it in your suit with your bow tie. But guess what, dude? No matter how many air titties you motorboat, you are always unquantifiably going to be gay. You might go after the poontang, but you are in the back of your mind wishing you were having some pecker. That's all I'm going to say on that subject. So, whatever. I love that guy. He makes me laugh. I love people that make me laugh. Intentionally, unintentionally, who cares? It's all funny, right? So, let's move on. That dude, he cracks me up. God bless him. I do hope him well. Maybe, you know what? I kind of hope he does get a little bit of straightness out of it, but I just don't think it's going to happen. So, let's go move along. Let's just go check out the news. Like I told you, I go to the most reputable of news sources to get my daily dose of informations. And so I'm going to consult the TMZ. They're generally the ones who are there on top of everything, telling me what's going on, with the people that I deem important. And I love how they pull up people that I ain't thought of and for fucking ever, right? I don't even really pay these people much attention when they were popular. But apparently, y'all remember the Cranberries from back in the, like, I guess the 90s. Were they big in the 90s? Yeah, they had to be big in the 90s. So they were big in, like, early 90s. Cranberries. Here, whatever. Here is a song by the Cranberries, like one of their big hits. Here's a little clip of it. I'll share with y'all so you'll know what I'm talking about in case you don't, because I had to look it up because I couldn't remember it, because it was not Dolly Parton and or Britney Spears. If it was early 90s, I would go with like Martika or some shit that I was all over at that point. Okay, but here's a clip from the Cranberries, and then I'll tell you what the lead singer chick done did, because I like her. If I didn't like her before, I do now. Okay, here we go. So now you get it. You know who the Cranberries are, right? They sing that song. And it's lovely. It's all cute and sweet. Well, apparently, this lead singer chick, Dolores O'Riordan, she was coming from a flight, from New York back to Ireland, where they're from, where she got like arrested for assaulting an airline staffer. And she didn't just assault her. She assaulted a staffer, like stomped her foot or something, but then she headbutted a cop who tried to arrest her. I love it. She was like, nah, bam, headbutt. I love her so much. I like her so much more now than I did before. It's ridiculous. So yeah, so this chick, the flight attendant that she attacked had to go to the hospital with a leg or foot injury, and the headbutted cop was not seriously hurt. And that's hysterical. You know she was drunker than Cootie Brown. You know she had to be drunker than Cootie Brown. You go, Dolores O'Riordan. I like that. Dolores O'Riordan. O'Postrophe Riordan. You go, sister. Apparently you aren't as sweet as you would like us to believe. All right, so what else is happening on the TMZ? Oh, Bryan Singer. We don't talk about Bryan Singer. I do not talk about people who I find creepy as fuck. I don't care how many X-Men movies he directs. I do not care what he does. He's creepy. He preys on youngins, whether he wants to admit it or not. I completely believe those stories about him preying on the youngins, because I went to some of his parties way back in the day in the early 90s when I was like 24 and I was old. I was way old. At 24, I had too much hair on my chest and old. So creepy. I can't with him. I'm not even going to go there. I went there more than I even should have. Then, so what else has happened? Let's go over here to the next one. Oh, our good buddy Justin Bieber's. He's always up to something, ain't he? You remember, I don't know if y'all knew this, but it was on his little tear of getting in trouble and doing little misdemeanors and crimes and pissing in mop buckets, demeaning janitors and whatnot with his little sort of self-entitled trying to grow a mustache. Okay, and I'm going to say this right now. I'm just going to put this out there. If you do not possess the ability to fully grow a mustache, beard, or whatever it is you're trying to go for with your hipster ass to make you cool or whatever, if you cannot pull that off, you look like a douche. You look like a bigger douche than you already are. You don't even look like a douche. You look like a moron, because morons aren't able to look at themselves in the mirror and realize that something is wrong. They see something that looks completely stupid and in their mind think they are hot as fuck. And I am here to tell you, there's a couple of things. A scraggly old mustache like the fucking Biebs trying to pull off, you look like an idiot until you can grow a full one, and one that is not flesh colored, that blends with the rest of you. Just don't shave your damn face. All three of those hairs that you're trying to form into a mustache, just shave them. Just get rid of them. And I have another issue with facial hair. It's these people who think that underbeard is appropriate. All they have is underbeard under their freaking chin. Justin Timberlake, Lamar, what's his name? Basketball dude, one just went back to Cleveland. What's his name? LeBron, not Lamar. He's the one that fucked that Kardashian cow and married her and then like got all cracked out. But the Burton, whatever, the one that just went back to Cleveland. I just said his name. I don't pay enough attention to sports. Whatever. Those people with just underbeard, you look a fool. It is the most unflattering. Stop it. Stop it right now. See, what one picture of freaking Bieber and his pitiful mustache / beard nonsense, scraggle face, put me onto this tirade. So whatever. Don't do it. It's my public service announcement to everybody today. Do not. Do not with the scraggle beard or the underbeard. You look a fool. Ooh, underbeard especially. It's like your face is levitating on some like bush. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it. If you can't grow a real one, just don't. Okay? You just got to know your limitations. But whatever. So whatever. Okay. Back to Beans with what he did. So he egged his neighbor's house with his little buddy Lil Twist, who I think he's in trouble too. We'll probably get to that in a little bit. I think he tried to beat somebody up or something with some, whatever. We'll get to him because it'll be on here because TMZ don't miss a beat when it comes to this shit. Right? And so Bieber, he ended up having to pay $80,000 for egging. I mean, no, like to him, that's like 80 cents to what it is to me. But still, paid $80,000 for egging this dude's house and just being a general dick. So, way to go, Biebs. Good work. Good work, buddy. So, what else is going on? Kardashians. We will skip this story. There's going to be a few people that I don't really talk about very much. One of which is these Kardashian people. I can't stand them. They're not even entertaining. If they were funny or this or that or something, a reason to watch other than big asses, and whatever. But I won't be talking about that very much unless they've gone to do something really, really good. Oh, back to the Biebs. Oh, so he also got, and I think this might be from a different case he was in. He got put to 5 days labor requirement, and he thought he was going to get out of it by doing some speeches and shit, but they fucked him because they tried to say, okay, so you can't do the side of the road trash pickup. It'll be too big of a scene. I get it. I'm behind that. Don't do that. So he thought he was going to get off easy. Now he thought he was going to go to Music Cares and like talk to kids and like be whatever for his community service. They're like, fuck you, Biebs. You're going to be hauling furniture. You're going to be painting. We're going to put your little scrawny, can't grow no facial hair ass to work. Good for you. Good for you. Make him do every last bit of it. And make him do it with a shirt on too, that little scrawny fuck. Okay, whatever. Kyle Roots. Okay, this is the next group. There's two groups that I will very rarely discuss because they annoy the crap out of me. I find them irrelevant. I think they've all like sort of stayed their welcome and they need to just go away. And the second group I'm talking about are those housewives. There's now a million of them. I'm not going to name them by name, but they're all annoying and boring and it's just all fakeness and I can't deal with it. So we're skipping over any housewives stories. If you want to hear about the housewives, go listen to somebody. Go listen to that Andy Cohen faggot. He'll tell you all about freaking housewives. There's enough of that. And, situation's in trouble again. He's got a lot of trouble. The situation off of Jersey Shore, remember him? He's so irrelevant now, but I don't care. I love that. So he's like, he's in trouble with the IRS, didn't pay millions and millions of taxes or some shit, dummy. Like anybody else, trying to blame somebody else, pulling a Wesley Snipes, trying to say it's somebody else's fault. Look, all y'all need to listen to Oprah. She says, you always sign the checks. If you ain't doing that, then you are just turning a blind eye and letting whatever happen, and whatever's going to happen, happen. And you know what's going to happen to your situation is you're going to jail. And he's also going to be homeless because he just got thrown out of his house that he's been renting because he didn't pay the rent. And apparently he's a horrible, awful tenant who's like ruined the house and broke the pool and done all kind of stupid shit. So whatever situation. Oh, you switching use back at Jersey Shore, ain't you? He was an idiot. Remember on Jersey Shore, like I love it. It was one of those seats when they went to Spain or whatever. He thought that the walls in Spain would be the same kind of drywall that they are in the States and thought he'd be a badass and headbutt a wall. And he headbutted a cement wall and nearly knocked himself out. He wasn't right for days, walked around shaking his head. It was like the time my dad got his head caught in a door jam because a goat rammed the doors. He was sticking his head out to see what the hell was going on. So whatever that dude, so fucking situation, idiot, no house, going to the federal pope, federal clink, he's in trubs. Oh, this story breaks my heart. I don't know what I'm, kills me. So, okay, Joan Rivers, may she rest in peace. I love Joan Rivers. Whatever you think about Joan Rivers, you can keep it to your damn self during the Hollywood Hick program on account of I am not under any circumstances going to allow that shit because I love Joan Rivers. She's funny. She's been funny for decades, and there's not very many people who can say that. She was fucking awesome. awesome, awesome. But apparently, the doctors that were working on her that ended up basically killing her are in all kind of trubs because the report's coming out. Apparently, they gave her too much of that propofol stuff. Same shit took out Michael Jackson. The exact same shit took out Michael Jackson. And then they come to find out they didn't even have a like proper kit for like emergency crash kit or whatever they call it. So if she's like going into cardiac arrest, all the things they need to like fix it, because apparently what happened, cut the oxygen off to her brain, is they were working on her like larynx and trachea stuff in her throat, you know, the talking stuff. And that started to swell up and closed everything up. But apparently there's a drug you can give somebody where if that happens, I can't say the name. It's giant. I can't say the name, so I'm not even going to try. But whatever, you give them that stuff, and it relaxes it. You can breathe. Everything's good. You do it right away. You're paying attention. But apparently, these assholes weren't even paying attention. So I hope these fools go down and go down hard. Especially this doctor of hers, Gwen Corvin, it says here. She just seems like some sort of like fame whore. I can't get behind. Like, so Joan, rest in peace. I hope there's some sort of justice for this, because I it breaks my heart. You're one of my favorite comedians of all time ever. Oh, here we go. What did I tell you? Lil Twist, Beeb's friend, they supposedly broke up. Scooter, the manager, Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, was like, you got to get rid of the Twist. He's a bad influence. He keeps getting arrested, getting you in trouble, doing all kind of shit. Well, apparently, Lil Twist has come back to town and took it upon himself. Him and his buddies beat up this guy, Chris Massey, who was on that Zoe 101 show. I think that's one of them Nickelodeon tweeny bopper shows. And apparently they got thrown out of Kyle's party or at his apartment or whatever after an argument, and threw Lil Twist out because apparently he's a little dick. And you look it up, look him up, look at his antics. He's a little dick, a little self-entitled ass wipe. And apparently he gets kicked out. And instead of being a man about it and dealing with it himself, he goes out, gets four buddies who then come back with brass knuckles and beat the shit out of this Chris Massey dude, putting him in the hospital. So guess who is now? And they pantsed him, too. They beat the shit out of him and then pantsed him. He's in the hospital. So Twist tries to say no weapons were used. Fuck. I hope that little shithead goes down. Screw him. Oh, looky here. Another somebody on reality television got a DUI. I am not one to judge, seeing as I have been down that path myself before. So it's not my proudest of moments, but I paid my debt to society. So fuck y'all if anybody wants to try to get, like, ornery with me and try to act like whatever. I paid my debts. I'm good now. Everything's good. I don't do that anymore. I take Ubers and trains and things. I don't drink and drive. Okay, so what else is happening on here in the world? Let's go see. We're backing up a page, so I'm going to kill time here for a minute. What else is going on? Oh, Bruce Jenner. Y'all know he's turning himself into a woman, according to the things I read. He's like going transgender on us, growing his hair out, getting his nails did, some titties, get his Adam's apples hanging out. Who would have thought Bruce Jenner would like go lay? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It's just that's not one of the ones I would have expected to hear it from. But I like that he does that, and then he also sort of does manly butch things as well. So it's like a conundrum, right, or something. I don't know what you call it. But so apparently, him and one of his sons, I didn't even heard of this one. Bruce Jenner has got a son named Burt Jenner. I like the name Burt. Burt Reynolds is one of my all-time favorites, especially in like late 70s, early 80s. Burt Reynolds. Oh my goodness, I love him so much. Any movie with Burt Reynolds in it is worth watching, by the way. And but him and Burt are doing that race through the Baja Desert where it's like 1,000 miles in like a few 5 days or something. It's like 200 miles a day or whatever. So he's doing that with his kid. It costs like over $1 million to get the shit together to do it. I hope there's a hell of a prize for that. So all right, Bruce, we'll check in and see how you do. Him and his son, Burt. Good name, Burt. So here we go. Oh, this one I will talk about. This I will touch on. Okay, so I told you I wouldn't talk about them damn housewives, but this one I'll talk about because this one deserves it. See, that's when I'll talk about. I told you when they deserve it. But I used to like NeNe, the one on Atlanta, you know, the most outspoken one. I used to think she was kind of funny and cool, but now I just think she's a straight-up entitled bitch who needs to fucking cool her role. Just cool your role. So apparently there's this other one on there, this Kenya Moore chick. They don't like each other or something. They used to be friends, not friends anymore. Who knows with those people? Who the hell knows with these people, right? So then Miss Nene made a challenge to this Kenya chick saying, whatever, because she's always, Nene's always talking about how she's like this rich bitch and whatever, thinks she's the head bitch in charge. Fuck you. There's only one HBIC. Her name is New York, and she ain't done a reality show in a while, which is sad. But only one HBIC in charge, okay? And only one head bitch in charge. That's what I'm trying to say. But whatever, she made a bet with this Kenya chick, says, you give 20 grand to a charity of your choice, and I'll match it, right? So Kenya, being a stand-up chick, apparently took 20 grand, gave it to the Detroit Public School Foundation, because that's where she's from and they need it. And guess who has yet to pony up her 20 grand to do this? Who has now claims that the statute of limitations has run out and says she ain't going to do it. And then how can statute of limitations run out on something when you said you were going to do it and you never contacted the people to do it? Because that's what the people at the Detroit Public Schools Foundation are saying. So, Nene, you're a bitch. I don't like you anymore. I'm done with you. We're broke the fuck up. Okay? That's sad. Oh, Robin Williams, I don't want to talk about that. That makes me sad. Brett, Mike, speaking of reality show greatness, I don't know if y'all were smart enough to watch the Rock of Love shows on VH1 several years ago, but that was some of the best trashy television in the history of trashy television. And it just breaks my heart that Bret Michaels is like always in the hospital. Now, ever since that like piece of scenery fell on his head at the Tonys, he ain't been right. And I think he's got the diabetes too. He's like bleeding out of stuff, got stents and things. They say he's like, apparently he's a mess, was in Memphis, got all swimmy-headed or something, had to be rushed off stage. Good Lord, you should see these things they poke and prod him with. Jesus Christ, we're moving on. That gives me the willies. Oh, this story annoys the shit out of me. Because I don't like these people with this holier-than-thou attitude sometimes, because this Eminem fella, I ain't a big fan of rap, so I don't really listen to a whole lot of the music, but I pay attention to who they are. This Eminem fella, he's all over everything, you know? Not so much anymore, but I guess he's coming back around. And tries to say he's being a kinder and gentler person these days and shit like that. It's what he's been trying to sell. And then come to find out he's doing one of them, like, rap battle things where they, like, shit talk back and forth or whatever, which I can't sit through, by the way. I tried to listen to some of this. I was going to get a clip of this, but I couldn't. There was, like, 19 minutes of this bullshit, and it was just angry men yelling at each other in rhymes that I didn't quite understand, and they just don't make, I don't get their references. Apparently I'm too old or something, so whatever. But but apparently this is what he said. So he's in this thing and he's supposed to be like a nicer guy now, and so like this is like, quote, I'm gonna try to rap it, but it's probably gonna sound like shit. He's like, I may fight for gay rights, especially if they dyke. It's more of a knockout than Jhené rights. Notice how I Jhené to make it sort of sound rhythmic. I really don't. This is horrible. Then he's like, play nice, bitch, I'll punch Lana Del Rey in the face twice like Ray Rice in broad daylight in plain sight of elevator surveillance till the head is banging on the railing, then celebrate with the Ravens. That's what he says. Like, that's some straight up lady beaten bullshit. Like, and poor Lana Del Rey, apparently, from what I understand, always liked him and thought he was nice and said nice things about him. So what the fuck is your beef with Lana Del Rey, Eminem? You're an asshole. Move on. You're irrelevant now. You're irrelevant. People don't care about you anymore. At least I don't. Whatever. So that's most of what's happening on here. Oh, my sweet Jesus Lord. This must have refreshed since I lit this up. Okay, y'all. Take a moment. Moment of silence. Real quick. It's radio. We had to make it quick. But I had to give you a break on that. One of the original Sugar Hill Gang rappers, Big Bang Hank, apparently passed away at only 57. That is young, y'all. Rapper's Delight is one of the all-time greatest raps ever. Like, one of the first big major rap hits. I can remember when that came out and everybody was rapping that. The record was cool, had like a piece of candy swirl in the label part in the middle. Fucking awesome. All right, so what if, you know what? In honor of Mr. Big Bang Hank, let's do a little snippet of Rapper's Delight from 1979, an OG rap classic, one of the few rap songs that I really, really like and can listen to over and over again because a lot of it is lost on me, as I said, and that is probably my redneck honkiness, but it's the truth. So here we go, a little clip of Rapper's Delight in honor of Big Bang Hank, who passed away today at 57 years old, way, 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 way too early. All right, here we go. Rapper's Delight, y'all.
You don't stop. Rock it out, baby. Rubber to the boogity bang bang, the boogie to the boogity beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. or to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, rock the rhythm, that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out.
When I'm pimp the dimp, the ladies pimp, the women fight for my dear life. But I'm the grand master with the three MCs that shop the house with the young ladies. And when you come inside into the front, you do the freak spank and do the bump. And when the sucker MCs try to prove a point with Church's Trio, or with the serious joint, from sun to sun and from day to day, I sit down and write a brand new rhyme. Because they say that miracles never cease, I've created a devastating masterpiece. I'm gonna rock the mic so you can't resist. Everybody, I say it goes like this. While I was coming home late one dark afternoon, reporter stopped me for an interview. She said she's heard stories and she's heard fables that are vicious on the mic and the turntable. This young reporter I did adore, so I rocked the vicious rhyme like I never did before. She said, damn fly guy, I'm in love with you. Casanova legend must have been true. I said, by the way, baby, what's your name? Said, I go by the name Lois Lane. And you can be my boyfriend, you surely can. Just let me quit my boyfriend called Superman. I said, he's a fairy, I do suppose. Flying through the air in pantyhose. He may be very sexy or even cute, but he looks like a sucker in a blue and red suit. I said, you need a man who's got finesse and his whole name across his chest. He may be able to fly all through the night, but can he rock a party till the early light? He can't satisfy you with his little worm, but I can bust you out with my super sperm. I go do it, I go do it, I go do it. And I'm here, and I'm there, I'm Big Bang Hank, I'm everywhere. Just throw your hands up in the air and party harder like you just don't care. Let's do it, but don't stop, y'all, I take a top, y'all. You don't stop, I go hotel, motel. And what you gonna do today? Gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You say if your girl starts acting up, then you take a friend. I say skip, dive, what can I say? I can't fit them all inside my OJ, so I just take half and bust them out. I give the rest to Master G so he can shock the house. I said the M-A-S.
All right, y'all. Well, that right there was the Sugar Hill Gang with Rapper's Delight from 1979. Rest in peace, buddy. Big Bang Hank, y'all, 57 years young. That's pretty sad. Sad, sad. But while we're on the subject of music, I came across this thing where our friend, Miss Aretha Franklin, a true diva in every sense of the word. When you got chi-chis like that, you can claim the title of diva when you can back him up with a voice and all of that. Okay, Aretha Franklin. So she's sitting down for an interview with the Wall Street Journal, and I'm talking to some dude at the Wall Street Journal, and at the point in the interview, the guy turns around and brings up the subject of young divas today, and you can tell right away that Queen Aretha hates that question, and it has already filed it in her brain away. You know, like, oh my God, this is so stupid. And he wants one word description of what first comes to mind to her, one word, when he names some of the people that currently may be referred to as divas. It's a matter of opinion. But so here, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play you a clip of what Aretha said, and then I'll give you my commentary on it too. So that's the deal. So okay, here we go. The first one that she's going to talk about is Adele. So here's a clip of Aretha Franklin's take on Adele.
Mm-hmm. Young singer, good singer.
All right. So obviously she's cool with Adele. Young singer, good singer. She's cool with all of that, right? So the shade has yet to, like, fall. Like, she's not throwing the shade yet, but it's coming. Trust me. So the next one she was asked about was Miss Alicia Keys. So this is what Miss Aretha Franklin had to say in reference to Miss Alicia Keys.
Young performer, good writer, producer.
Okay, so not too bad, not too much shade. She doesn't really say a whole lot. She's like, young performer, writer, producer, giving her props that she writes her stuff, produces stuff. I mean, like, so okay, not too much shade yet. So then it starts to grow a little bit. So the next one she's asked about is our good friend Miss Tay-Tay Swift. So Taylor Swift, this is what Miss Aretha Franklin has to say about Taylor Swift, our resident heartbreaker, whatever. I don't know what the fuck she is. But, and sadly, she's kind of a guilty pleasure of mine, too. So, whatever. Here is what Miss Aretha Franklin has to say on Taylor Swift.
Okay, great, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
Okay, so this is when the shade starts falling a little bit. She can't say nothing about music. Great gowns. Okay, great gowns, beautiful gowns, beautiful gowns. When you can't have nothing nice to say, you just talk about beautiful gowns, apparently, if you're Aretha Franklin. I love it. She's like, oh, I just can't. You just can't. You can see it in the interview on her face. She's just like, oh, my God, I can't do it. I am just too... I am Aretha, for God's sake. Why are you asking me about these little stupid teeny bopper wannabe divas? They are no divas. Only Chi-Chi's of my magnitude will be diva. Okay, so whatever. The next one she was asked about was Whitney Houston. May she rest in peace, Miss Whitney, the star of the world's greatest reality television program, Being Bobby Brown, that if I had my wish, there would be like 17... like secret seasons of that show that were like taped and then shelved away to save face for Whitney, because I mean, God bless her. That show did not do her any favors. All it did was bring me joy, because the quotes that came out of that woman were amazing. Hail to the no. We can thank Whitney for that. Kiss my ass said better than any person has ever said kiss my ass in the history of the world. The best ever anybody has said kiss my ass. What else did she say? Oh, she was like, I'm not doing this today. I love when she would just sing stuff. It was my favorite. Whatever. I digress. Being Bobby Brown, look it up on the YouTubes. I think you can find it there. If you didn't watch it the first time, watch it. It's sad now knowing that Whitney's dead, but at the same time, it's brilliant. I know why there wasn't a season two, because Whitney did not come out looking very good, and I'm sure her people put the kibosh on it, but whatever. Okay, here is Miss Aretha Franklin's take on what she thinks when she talks about Whitney Houston. So here we go.
Whitney was a talent, definitely a talent. She had a gift, and Sissy's Baby.
So that's really not that bad, I guess, about Whitney Houston. Too much tape. But I love how she was like, she was a talent. Like, you could tell that there's something behind what she wants to say. But she's also one of my best bud's daughter. So she's Sissy's Baby. So I give a lot of leeway to Sissy's Baby. And she's dead. So how can you really talk about dead people that much? So she lets that go. But then she saves the best for last. This is my favorite one. So this is Miss Aretha Franklin when she is asked... what does she think of Miss Nicki Minaj? So here is what our good buddy Miss Aretha has to say about Nicki Minaj. Okay, here we go.
Nicki Minaj, Now I'm going to pass on that one.
That is my favorite quote of all of these. So out of all five of them, that is the best one, because she's just like, no, I'm going to take a pass on that one. Like, Queen Aretha ain't got no time for that. Queen Aretha ain't got no time for that. I love it. Fucking Nicki Minaj. Well, you know, speaking of Nicki Minaj, Aretha, leave it or she's just like, I like, she humps her away, too. She goes, Now I'm going to have to pass on that one. God bless Aretha. That, my friends, is how you throw shade, by the way. With class... and just a little bit of side eye thrown in there. It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. But you know, talking about Nicki Minaj, she's all over the news and everything again right now, because Miss Nicki Minaj and all of her fame whoreness, because nobody loves a fame whore stunt any currently than Miss Nicki Minaj with her anaconda ass all over everything. Everything, that bouncing ass. I mean, God bless her. I guess if I had that ass, I'd put it all over everything too. But actually, I don't know if I would. Who am I kidding? Of course I would. Of course I would. That's so ridiculous. But apparently Miss Nicki Minaj is all over the news because she has this new song out called Only or something like that, which has Chris Brown, Drake, and Lil Wayne on it too. Drake and Lil Wayne I can deal with. But why do people still collaborate with Chris fucking Brown? I can't stand the dude. I live in Hollywood. I'm the Hollywood hick, for God's sakes. I live just a block or so up from Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood and Vine is around the corner. So these rapper clubs that Chris Brown likes to go to, the Supper Club and these other ones down the street on Hollywood Boulevard. Every time I hear about that fool showing up, you know what happens? Somebody shot, somebody stabbed, some kind of brawl broke out in front, and Chris Brown is always up in that mix somehow. So whenever he comes to town, trouble ensues. Stabbings, shootings, all kinds of things. I mean, the level of nuts in Hollywood has grown proportionally the last couple of years, but when Chris Brown comes to town, it's even freaking worse. It's too freaking much. But Whatever. The point of this Nicki Minaj thing is she has one of those videos on YouTube where it's not like a video. It's like the lyric video, they call it, whatever. They have like some cartoon stuff and the words come up. And it's a horrible song. Like, if I thought I could cuss up a blue streak, this song is certainly full of, like, puts me to shame. Puts me to shame in my ability to cuss up a blue streak. And it's kind of a stupid song. But the thing about that issue is in the video, there is a lot of Nazi imagery and things like that. And this Nicki Minaj character seems to think that it's not her fault that there's it's okay, really, that there's Nazi imagery in this video because her boyfriend is Jewish and there was a Jewish person who worked on the video. Now, that's kind of like me saying, I'm going to move back home to the South and I'm going to try to start up another KKK group or something like that. But as long as I have a black person in tow, then everything should be fine with it. Like, I don't get that mentality. But then she does come out on the flip side and say maybe it's not the best. I kind of apologize if I upset anybody. It was that half-handed, like, empty promise bullshit. So, like, screw you, Nicki Minaj, and your Nazi video. It's blatant. There's red armbands with your Young Money symbol looking just like a swastika all over everything. You at least went to one history class, and everybody knows what a freaking Nazi is. So please do not, under any circumstances, insult my intelligence and act like you didn't know what you were doing. Because that's some straight-up bullshit. That's all I got to say to you, Nicki Minaj. So now I'm glad. Actually, I was already glad, but I'm even more glad now that Aretha Franklin threw you the highest level of shade possible to throw from the queen diva of all queen divas whose cheat your ass will never, ever, ever, ever be anything as great as the titty balls that are on Miss Aretha Franklin everywhere she goes. They precede her. Your ass comes after you. That's all I gotta say. You see that entering the room, we just see yours leaving, and we're usually glad to see it go. So bye-bye, Miss Nicki Minaj. Whatever. Oh, breaking news happening, just popped up on my thing. Ray Rice, the wife beater from the elevator, who's all kind of like trying to act like everything's okay now and he's all good, found Jesus, because Jesus fixes everything. Apparently, once you get some bad press, find Jesus and he will put it on the right path for you. But apparently he's going to sit down with Matt Lauer here shortly, sometime around November 26th. They're going to make us wait that long? Whatever. He ain't doing nothing. I guess he's got time to kill. But so he's going to sit down with Matt Lauer, so we get to see his take on it, whatever, how he tries to like finagle his way out of it again this time. We all saw it, Ray. We know what happened. And then your idiot friends over at the NFL fucked it up royal. Sorry. Maybe you shouldn't have put yourself in that position. And that's all I got to say on that. So, Ray Rice, he's a good segue into this segment that I have here. So, I've got a couple of stories that I have found. Like I told y'all early on, I love a stupid criminal story. I love a stupid criminal story just about better than anything. They make me feel better about myself. And, because no matter what, I've like never done that, you know, like, or I haven't done something to that level. And I read this story the other day. I mean, it was from a while back, I guess like a month or so ago, but I didn't know about it till recent. So as far as I'm concerned, it's new news, right? And so there's this dude, a TV anchor from the morning show on CBS Channel 11 out of Dallas, Texas. That's where he's from. Apparently this guy, while on vacation, I'm assuming vacation up in Aspen, might have tied one on, got a little Cootie Brown drunk, and started causing a ruckus on his way back to the hotel or something, where the police got called because apparently a male guest had punched a driver and was being violent with the staff. So the cops got called out. So when they get there, he's kind of like, admits to being a babble, who's like, I was an asshole, he admits it, and then apparently snaps again, goes fucking ape shit, and starts hollering at the cops, calling them fucking pieces of shit, how he's gonna beat them till they're dead. But this is the pinnacle of it. I'm gonna read you this right from the story I was reading, but this is, his name is Higgins, where'd it go, fuck a duck, Brendan Higgins, that's his name. So Mr. Brendan Higgins, while during an altercation with the police officers, Higgins was then, says Higgins then attempted to strike me using a swiping motion with his hands. I pushed Higgins towards the elevator, which was standing a few inches from. He was standing a few inches from. Higgins hit the elevator with his head and then proceeded to pass out and slump to the floor. I could tell that Higgins had not actually passed out because he was giggling. I love it. The dude tried to, like, play dead, but he couldn't, like, hold it in long enough, so he was giggling the whole time. So, of course, he gets fired, and they let him go because of the recent incident in Aspen, Colorado, and he apologized and everything, said blah, 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 the wonderful people that he's worked with. But the best part is he, like, busted his nose when he hit the elevator with his face before he fell on the ground and tried to play dead and giggled himself into giving himself away. But, yeah, Mr. Brendan Higgins, he makes me sure feel a whole hell of a lot better about myself these days. As many times as I tied one on, I ain't done that yet. Woo-hoo, that's good. But right when you go from one of these stories that makes you laugh, because it's just kind of stupid and people are annoying as hell, right? There's this story that comes out of Sarasota County, New York. Now, this is a story of one of those cops who, as far as I'm concerned, should be drowned in a toilet and never allowed back out of the house or anything, whatever. Nope, drown him in the toilet, whatever. That's kind of like adding in whatever. You know what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is, there's a story out of it. Get to the gist of it. There's a guy, he was Sergeant Sean Glanz, which is appropriately named, Glanz being the head of your pecker, so he's a peckerhead by name. But here, you know what first I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the audio from the YouTube video that's been going viral and everything that got this dude in a whole hell of a shitstorm of a mess. And so he's having to whatever. Just listen to this, and then I'll give you my commentary about this one on the flip side too. Okay.
Nothing wrong.
Okay, then it shouldn't be an issue for us to look.
It is. It's just not right that you all just right. want to search my
we'll
car.
Get a fucking
no
search warrant. Okay. All right. You want to do that?
I mean, if that's the route you want to take, but there's no reason you have to search my car. There's just no need for it.
Okay, let's get a search warrant.
I wasn't in my car when all this was happening. Like, why don't you want to search like my house or something?
Let me see your fucking keys.
Why?
You said you're in the fucking car, that's why.
You can't do that, though.
You want to fucking resist?
I'm not resisting.
You want to fucking resist? Search the fucking car. I really don't want to stand out here in the middle of a fucking raid.
Neither do right? I.
So if you have nothing to hide in there, we're just going to check.
Alright.
And be on our fucking merry way.
Alright.
Understand?
Yeah.
Asshole?
Mm-hmm.
That was intense.
You like that, huh? I can get a lot more intense.
Believe me. You slap me
okay?
around.
Yeah.
You will.
Rip your fucking head off, shit down your
don't
neck.
Don't give me your name, Denver.
Alright.
That kind of stuff right there just chaps my ass. I can't stand it. For somebody who likes to throw the word asshole around so much, he certainly fits the description quite well. Wouldn't you think, y'all? Jesus Christ, this guy. I mean, you're sworn to uphold the Constitution, but apparently you don't even understand what it is or what it means. Or are you just that so removed and self-entitled that you think it doesn't apply to you? I hate people like this. And the way he wants to intimidate. And it's not just the fact that he hit the guy upside the head because he wouldn't do exactly what he wanted him to do because the guy was smart enough to know his rights and that this guy was completely out of line. But then you come to find out, too, that this guy has done this tons of times. Takes it out on him, takes it out on his friend. Like his friend, forgot about the friend. Yeah, takes it out on the friend. The friend says, so what? You're going to slap me around too? It's like the guy's intimidating him. And his response, Sergeant Dickhead, Sean Glanz, his response is, I will rip your head off and shit down your throat. So this is the guy that's supposed to be protecting and serving this community who has no fucking place doing any of that at any time. For 20-something years he's been doing it, and I guarantee you he's been this way. 27 years, it says right here, I'm reading it on the article. 27 years he's been a cop, and I guarantee you for 26 of them, he has been a complete asshole. He's one of those people who probably was a geek or something in high school, and now he's on some fucking post-high school power trip. Screw him. I'm glad he lost his job. I'm glad he's going down. I'm glad this guy videotaped him. He's a He's everything that's wrong with the police force and why they have such a bad name. They all can thank this guy. Until they all start banding together and getting rid of these guys, they're all going to just going to be paying the price for Sergeant Dickheads of the world. And not that it's even that's bad enough. Come to find out, you do a little digging on this guy. And I can't, this is alleged. I will say alleged. But apparently there was a guy who mid-40s, out in front of his house for whatever reason. Six cops beat him and tased him to death. Allegedly, one of them was our Sergeant Dickhead. But the other thing we do know for a fact about this guy, this complete and utter butthead dude who I can't stand. Whatever. A few years ago, the county had to pay out like a $6 million settlement because this guy goes flying around a corner six times the speed limit, loses control of his police car, crashes head on into another car. Father of six driving that car is now paralyzed and can't talk for the rest of his life thanks to our Sergeant Dickhead. And the best part of the whole story is when he's asked to comment on it, and his response basically is something to the effect of, Here it is. This is exactly what he said. If I had to do over again, I'd probably do the same thing. If I knew the camera was there, no, because it does look bad. See, he's smart enough to know that it looks bad, but he's not smart enough to know that you can't do that shit. You couldn't do it in the first place. So what makes you think it's okay? It's only okay if there's no camera. It's never okay, asshole. And then the cherry on this frickin' sundae is his wife, Carrie, a medical provider, who defends him. She's like, what my husband did and how he reacted wasn't correct way to do it, but there were circumstances that came out beforehand. What circumstances? And she ends with, he's had a very bad year. Oh, let me get out my little itty bitty violin for you and your freaking husband who's had a really bad year. Let me break something to you, Carrie. A lot of people have had bad years, and they don't behave like your husband. So I'm glad he's going down. I hope he gets charged with everything they can throw at him. And I hope you and him, in your ignorant way, live out your sad little meager existence, holding on to the fact that your husband fucked it all up because he is an asshole. That's all I got to say on that matter right there. Okay, y'all. So now that I'm all riled up, we're getting here towards the end of the show. So whatever, I'm riled up. I'm going to have to let this go. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the first episode of The Hollywood Hick. My name is Brent Paris. You're listening to us here on the Crab Diving Network. You can hear it not live, but it will be live one day. But you can hear a new episode every Tuesday and Friday, 7 o'clock in the p.m., right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And if you do /live, that'll take you right to the radio channels, and you can hear all of the fucking awesome entertainment that's on there. The Crab Diving guys are on there. They're on there every day from 2 to 4. They are hysterical. They'll keep you abreast of whatever's going on in the world. They're a little bit more political than me. They get a little bit serious. I like sitting in with them sometimes because because I get to like yell and vent and talk about how these people drive me utterly nuts, because that's what they do. All right, y'all. So this is The Hollywood Hick coming at you from Hollywood, California, right here in my Florida room overlooking Hollywood Boulevard. So y'all have a great couple of few days. I'll see y'all again on Friday, and I'm going to play y'all out with my current jam that I love way too much and I keep playing over and over because God bless a well-constructed pop song. But here is Miss Ariana Grande, Jessie J, and Miss Nicki Minaj, who I was talking about earlier, with Bang Bang, y'all. Okay? Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Bang, bang into the room. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. is in the bottle. It's Nicki full throttle. It's all, oh, all. Oh. Swimming in the grotto. We winning in the lotto. We dipping in the pot of blue flow. So, shit is so good. It's dripping. I don't would get a ride in the engine that could go.